Walnut Sticky Buns. Sticky says it all. If you love caramel, this is the recipe for you. Like Chelsea buns, these are made from yeast dough. Letting the dough rise, then punching it down, is time-consuming. The beauty of this recipe, and Chelsea buns, too, however, is that the yeasty, butter-rich buns can be baked the day before and reheated for a delectable breakfast treat. Ingredients for a dozen buns. 1/3 cup water. 2 teaspoons of active dry yeast. Pinch of granulated sugar. 6 cups of all-purpose flour. 1 cup of whole milk. 2 large eggs. 5 large egg yolks. 1/2 cup firmly packed light brown sugar. 1 1/2 teaspoons salt. 8 tablespoons, which is 1 stick of unsalted butter melted. 1 1/2 cups walnut pieces. For the filling, 12 tablespoons, which is 1 1/2 sticks of unsalted butter. 3/4 cup firmly packed light brown sugar. For the glaze, 1/4 cup honey. 1/3 cup firmly packed light brown sugar. 8 tablespoons, which is 1 stick of unsalted butter. Steps. 1. Heat the water until warm, 110 to 115 degrees Fahrenheit, in a cup or small saucepan. Add the yeast and granulated sugar and let the yeast proof until bubbly, about 10 minutes. 2. Pour the mixture into the bowl of a standing electric mixer fitted with a dough hook. Add 3 cups of the flour and all of the milk and beat on low speed for 4 minutes. Let the dough rest, covered, in the mixing bowl in a draft-free place for 30 minutes. 3. Uncover the bowl and add the whole eggs and yolks, brown sugar, salt, butter, and remaining 3 cups of flour and beat 7 minutes. The dough will be smooth, soft, and elastic. 4. Oil a large bowl and place the dough in it, turning it to coat on all sides. Cover and let the dough rest in a warm place until doubled in size, about 1.5 hours. 5. In the meantime, preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. 6. Spread the walnuts on a baking sheet and toast them lightly in the oven, stirring once, for about 10 minutes. Remove and let cool. 7. Make the filling. In a saucepan, heat the butter with the brown sugar, stirring until the butter has melted and the sugar has dissolved. Set aside to cool. 8. Punch down the dough. On a clean, dry, lightly floured work surface, roll out the dough into a rectangle, 8x16 inches. Drizzle the surface of the dough with half of the brown sugar butter filling. Press half of the walnuts into the dough. Beginning with the long side of the dough closest to you, roll the dough into a tight, even log, pressing the seam to seal it. 9. Grease 2 8-inch springform pans, 2 inches deep. Drizzle the remaining filling over the bottoms of the prepared springform pans, dividing it equally. Top with the remaining walnuts. 10. Cut the log of dough into 1.5-inch rounds and place the rounds, cut side down, with the sides touching, in the springform pans, 6 in each pan. Cover with plastic wrap and let rise in a warm, draft-free place until doubled in size, about 30 minutes. 11. In the meantime, preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. 12. Bake the buns for about 45 minutes, until they are golden, and a toothpick inserted in the center of one comes out clean. 13. While the buns are baking, make the glaze. In a small saucepan, heat the honey, brown sugar, and butter over medium heat, stirring until the butter has melted and the sugar has dissolved. 14. Remove the pans from the oven and drizzle the glaze evenly over the surface of the buns. Let stand for several minutes, then run a knife around the inside of the pans to loosen the buns. Invert each pan onto a serving platter, release the sides of the pans, and remove them. Let the buns cool for 15 minutes before serving. To store, wrap them well in plastic, and store them in the refrigerator for several days. To reheat, remove the plastic wrap, then wrap the buns in aluminum foil. Heat in a preheated 350 degree Fahrenheit oven for 10 minutes, or until heated through,